with Adam Shirley and Dan Borsha on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about revitalising Woden, with criticism that the town centre has become run down and that it needs more residential and redevelopment options as well. Well, a double tower development has been approved next to the Woden bus interchange, which could lead that revitalisation. That's certainly the hope of some in power. This latest approval is for two towers on the old Medicare building at 15 Bowes Street. The first one is 18 stories high and 26 stories for the second tower. And a total of 430 units will be included. So the big question, what will this mean for Woden? Ben Ponton is the ATT's chief planner and he's here now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me, what will this mean?
Look, we believe that we're quite excited about being able to approve this development because it does show confidence in the Woden Town Centre. As you said earlier, there has been some commentary around Woden and the need for this revitalisation. And I think it's quite exciting that we have somebody now who's prepared to invest significant money in revitalising this particular site as one of the first in the core of the town centre.
So talk to me about the process of approving this. What was involved in that?
Look, we undertook some community consultation during the formal process of the assessment of the development application, but the proponent also undertook pre-DA consultation to understand what the community's concerns were. During the assessment of the application, certain changes were required of the proponent, particularly around providing additional retail space and the interaction with the bus interchange to ensure that it was more pedestrian-friendly. We've also secured a large public space to the north of the building in terms of a nice entry and an area that can have retail spill out to the north and achieve some sunshine during winter in particular. We also heard from the community that they were concerned about the impact of overshadowing on the town square. The proponent, in support of their application, provided us with details around shadowing. What we did is undertook some further analysis and modelling to demonstrate that, in fact, overshadowing on the town square is minimal. There is some modest overshadowing from 9 to 9.30 in the morning, and then by 10 o'clock that shadow is completely clear. So at the time that people really need to utilise the square, you know, over the lunch period, there will be no shadowing.
A couple of text messages in, Ben Ponton. One, with an excess of units in the current Canberra market, how can building 420 more units in two towers be economically sound? From Mike on 0467922666. How can it be economically sound?
Look, I think that's really for the proponent to make that determination. They wouldn't be investing significant amounts of money in this proposal if they didn't believe that they were able to sell and have people occupy those buildings. And it's about ensuring that we have a mix of housing types in different locations. So,
well, yes, was there consideration of whether they might, that might flood the market and have other economic impacts?
Look, that's not a planning consideration. As I said, in terms of whether or not there is a market for the particular development, that is for the proponent. I would expect that the proponent has undertaken their market research and are confident that they'll be able to sell these units.
You're listening on ABC Radio Canberra. Ben Ponton is ACT Chief Planner with Dan Borsha and Adam Shirley this morning. All clear on Canberra Roads, according to ACT Police. Mr. Ponton, regarding the planning limitations around the Woden Town Centre, how drastically were they changed to enable this approval? And is this a forerunner to further high-rises that could be set up in other town centres of Canberra?
There's a draft variation called Draft Variation to the Territory Plan number 344, and that draft variation does propose some height limits in the town centre. Under the current rules, there are no height limits in the core of the town centre. I know that there has been some concern that this proposal has been approved at 26 stories and 18 stories whilst the draft variation is being considered that would otherwise limit the height on this particular site. But having said that, the draft variation was released in July 2017. This application was lodged prior to that. So the draft variation itself included provisions, what we call savings provisions, to allow that development application to be considered under the existing rules.
If one thinks about the potential of Tuggeranong, Belconnen, Gungahlin, other parts of Canberra, could this be a reality, this sort of development in those other town centres, given the Chief Minister a week and a half ago said the future of development to prevent sprawl is up, not out in Canberra?
In Belconnen, there are height limits of around 60 metres, but there is some flexibility there. So you are seeing in Belconnen some taller buildings. Work has been done through a planning refresh in Gungahlin to consider heights. You're seeing some taller buildings in Gungahlin at the moment, but we're doing some work to provide clarity around where that height should occur. In Woden, we've undertaken that work through the master planning exercise and also, as I said, draft variation 344. But in terms of increased height, certainly I think that that is something that we're going to see and we should see in our town centres. We should have increased density in the town centres, and that allows our suburbs to continue to be suburbs.
On that note, there's a couple of texts that have come in, one from Martin in Chifley. How can the Chief Planner approve this development when it doesn't meet the master plan or the draft variation 344?
Because the current territory plan allows for this to occur. And draft variation 344 had a specific provision in it in applying what we call interim effect, where it did say that development applications lodged prior to July 2017 would be considered under the existing rules.
And they don't have to meet any sort of limitation on stories?
That's under the current rules. That's correct, yes.
Right.
So it's an assessment based on merit and outcomes. And in this case, we considered that the taller, slender building would have less impact in relation to overshadowing of the town square than a shorter, squat building.
Another text, this one's unsigned. What will stop new apartments with significant structural defects? So this goes to the core of the construction laws, I would assume.
There is work being undertaken as we speak in terms of building reform, and I expect that we'll be talking to industry groups and interested parties in coming months around that work.
And there's another text in that's about that goes to the heart of the spirit of the master plan, which may not necessarily be the letter of the law, but do these approvals align with what has been considered to be the master plan and what the overall view is of where Woden eventually should be?
So as I said earlier, the master plan work was done and engaged with. We engaged with the community, and the master plan does provide for reduced heights on this particular site. But concurrently with that, the owner was doing work and developing up a proposal, and they had undertaken consultation themselves and had lodged a development application. So this is around a timing issue where this had gone through a fairly extensive process to get to this point prior to the master plan and draft variation 344 being settled.
On the question of traffic and roads, has there been consideration of any changes that might be required to roads or even to parking if you're having an additional 430 units in that area?
Yes, absolutely. So we undertake traffic modelling to consider the impact on the road network. It's better, I think, to have the increased traffic in the centre. But having said that, this proposal is very mindful of the fact that it is located next to the bus interchange and also located near a proposed future light rail stop. So what they've done is, whilst they've provided 382 car parking spaces, those parking spaces will be available to residents to purchase. If they're not purchased, then they may be utilised for commuters who need parking spaces. But it's also a reduced number of car parking spaces because we're trying to encourage people who move into this apartment complex to utilise the very good public transport network that is right at their doorstep.
And is this finalised now, or is there an opportunity for Canberrans to respond and to engage in this process?
This development application has been approved after, as I said, engagement activities from the planning authority, but also pre-DA consultation by the proponent.
Ben Ponton, thank you so very much for your time. That was the ACT Chief Planner Ben Ponton there on the approval of that development in Woden, and we'll likely see 430 odd apartments being built there in those two towers.